Today on the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to talk about when is the best time to podcast live. We're also going to answer the question, why should I go to Blog World? And where can I host my media files if I'm doing a membership site?
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach. My name is Dave Jackson. I want to thank you for stopping in. I know you're busy. We're going to get to the point here in a second, but first things first, let's get all the contact information out of the way, as well as let you know what you're tuning into. Because what we do here on the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we talk about all things podcasting, from promoting to planning to recording to monetizing, really everything you need to start a podcast. Luckily, there's one place for it. It's called the School of Podcasting.com, where we've got tutorials. We've got little old me to help you along the way. We've got resources, things like that. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Now, if you want to join in on the conversation, if you're an email person, just send it to Dave at School of Podcasting.com. If you're a phone person, you can dial it in 888-563-3228. If you're a headset person, or maybe you got a microphone plugged in like Scott did from the Baseball Experience, you can just use the old SpeakPipe button out there. It says leave voicemail or something, leave something voicemail. It's a little button on the right-hand side. You'll see it. And the other way, if you are a typing kind of person, you can leave a comment out at our website, which of course is schoolofpodcasting.com. How you doing? I'm doing good. I survived my trip to Texas. I'm actually going to talk a little bit about that, but that'll be at the very end because it's not really podcasting related. But want to talk about, we're going to talk about Blog World a little bit today. One of the things I'm really excited about is going to get to be on a panel with Daniel J. Lewis, Dan Lyons, who does How to Podcast Like a DJ. Daniel J. Lewis is from the Audacity to Podcast, and as well as Ray Ortega from the Podcaster Studio. And I don't want to say I bashed live, trying to podcast live. I just said it adds a level of complexity. And when you're first starting out, I had somebody call me today that they were adding their ID3 tags to their MP3 file. And they said, you know, this really isn't that easy when you're first starting out. They said, you know, some of this stuff is kind of confusing. And they're talking about, and I said, well, you know, I've got tutorials for this stuff and makes it easy. And, but it also, I always tell people, it's a little bit like tying your shoes. The first couple times you do it, you're kind of a little stuck on it. But, I'm just not a fan of podcasting live from the get-go. Cause number one, you need an audience to call in and, it don't have one yet. I'm just saying, that's all. Not trying to, you know, be judgmental, but, you know, keep that in mind. And, but some people just want to like, hey, you know, I want to take phone calls like Rush or Dr. Laura or whoever. And I don't know why my people that call in apparently have a Southern accent. I don't know why. Hee doggy. But, I'm very weird today. I'm kind of tired. So it's sleep deprivation theater, as I often say. And, I know somebody, Daniel Lewis, getting back to Daniel Lewis, who does the Audacity podcast, has a great idea, does a podcast about a TV show. And what he does is he does a podcast. He does a live podcast where you can call in, I believe, or you can leave the chat room, things like that. I know when I've attended his live podcast in the past, he had a chat room. He didn't take calls, but he did have a live chat room, which is really cool. So he's podcasting live. He's interacting immediately, getting feedback from his audience, and he's doing it right after the TV show. And you can find his podcast at oncepodcast.com. But this is a great strategy. First of all, I've always said one of the ways that you can get instant traffic and instant audience is if you find something that people are very passionate about. So this is, he has a whole audience here that is into this television show. And, you know, you basically just go find that community and say, oh, by the way, I'm going to have a podcast about it, which there are actually a couple about this. By the way, got to say, Daniel does podcastalbumart.com. And if you go to oncepodcast.com, Daniel, I have a show idea for you. And I know he listens because I listen to his and he listens to mine. We all listen to Ray. We all listen to Cliff. And Daniel, talk about why you like the Genesis framework. I'm just throwing that out there. Easier sending an email. But if you want to see a great looking website, check out oncepodcast.com. Daniel, looking good, my friend. But here's the thing. If you're watching a TV show, a lot of times, especially if it's a drama or whatever the show is, at the end of it, you're like, oh, I can't believe that person did this or that, or did you see what she did? And I've experienced this myself. I'm a big fan of the Biggest Loser television show, and NBC is doing this. Now, they're doing it kind of weird in a somewhat distracting way, because you'll be watching the television show live, and you can't watch the television show live on the computer. So you're watching it on your TV, and you're in a live chat room saying, I can't believe that person is doing this or that. And then what's really, really annoying is in the middle of the chat room, they will then run a commercial. Now, they don't run the commercial when the commercials are on TV, because, well, that would make sense. But the idea of having a live chat room is a great idea. And so you are, for lack of a better phrase, you are striking when the iron is hot. So if you're going to do a live podcast, Daniel has a great example of having it launch right when the TV show ends. Okay, I don't know how that sounded. I just had to hit the pause button and sneeze. So if you wonder why when the TV show ends, it's because I sneezed. And thank God bless the pause button on my portable recorder. But that's a great idea, Daniel. And I would highly recommend anybody doing that. Which leads me, when you see somebody doing something, you go, oh, you know what? That makes sense. And I would do that. Because really the bottom line to any kind of live podcasting is you got to pick a time and you got to stick with it. That's why I can't live podcast. My schedule is a mess. It's always a mess. I work some evenings. I don't work some evenings. I have clients. Everything's always up in the air. And so I can't say Wednesdays are good because I do have some certain family times that are there. So that's why I don't live podcast. But it doesn't mean it's a bad idea. I just, again, don't recommend people doing it right out of the gate. But if you are, got to have a set time. And Daniel has said, hey, strike when the iron is hot. And is doing that right after that show ends. So if you like that show, go over and experience that. You can find all of Daniel's stuff at noodle.mx, or you can just go to the Once Podcast at, oddly enough, oncepodcast.com. Next up, we have some voicemail from Scott from the Baseball Experience.
Hey, Dave. This is Scott Island from the BaseballExperience.com podcast, and I wanted to wish you a happy 300th episode belatedly. Just listened to the 300th and 301st episodes of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Great stuff as usual. I understand you were just in Texas. I hope you got some good barbecue while you were there. I had actually a couple of points. The first one being, you talked about the MP3 Skype recording software that you use, and I forget what it's called. I think Power Grammo or something. And that's a good program and everything, but I wanted to bring your attention to something for Windows only, unfortunately, that I actually use to record Skype for free. It's called MP3 Skype Recorder. I'm going to go ahead and send you a link to this software. It's completely free, and there doesn't seem to be a catch or anything. So your customer who attempted to use Pamela, which is fine, I guess. We used it for a little while here, but MP3 Recorder gives you a nice high-quality MP3 Skype recorder, that is. And it does everything perfectly fine. The only issue is you have to adjust the performance rate. It comes in as 1600, and you just do some manipulations on your editor. I use Audacity personally. But if you use Adobe Audition or anything, you can, you know, you want to broadcast at 44.1. Garbage in, garbage out. I've been studying. So, yes, MP3 Skype Recorder. I wholeheartedly endorse this product. And it's no charge, so there you go. The other thing I wanted to ask, and I'm only bringing this up because it came up in my household. We're evaluating our options. I don't think we're going to make the Blog World New Media Expo in New York next month. But I wanted to find out from you, what do you think you get if you were to get, say, the virtual ticket package that they have on here? I'm looking through on your affiliate link, trying to figure out if there's an option that's palatable for somebody who, I guess I'm more than a hobbyist at this point, but I'm not at the point where I can say, yeah, let's throw $2,000 into going up to New York for 3 days. And oh, by the way, let's take 3 days of vacation off from our jobs and stuff. This point, that's a bit premature. But I wanted to ask you what you thought of that, and what do you get out of that? And why should somebody like myself, who is starting podcasting and trying to learn the business and trying to get to the point where it becomes a profitable venture, Why would you do the virtual ticket, or even, you know, go ahead and give me the commercial for the Blog World Expo from the Dave Jackson perspective. I'd like to thank you very much for all the help you've given me up to this point. You've been fantastic, David. You have a fantastic time next month in New York, and I hope you're able to figure out the hotel thing. That looks like a daunting task indeed. All right, brother. See you later.
Well, first things first, Scott, thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, the software that I use is powergrammo.com. And to make a long story short, the link that Scott is using, I will put out at the website. It's like voipcallrecording.com/... It's just easier to go out to the website. I'll put a link to that. And in terms of what is at Blog World, let me give you a little behind the scenes things. I just read the entire schedule, all 3 days, every single conference. I just read the title and it took me 20 minutes. So I'm now, this is like take two of the podcast, and I'm just going to read you, this is just the podcasting track. So here we go. Starts off Tuesday at 10:15, and I'm sure they'll have a, keynote person, but the 411 on recording and producing a great interview. That's, I'm not going to say who all these are. Rob Walsh, we've heard him on this show, used to do podcast 411, does today an iPhone, and, Merle Lafferty, who are also the authors of the book, Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. Great podcasting book. I'm just going to go down the titles here. Video podcasting. What do you need to know? Overcoming your biggest obstacle to successful podcasting. You. How to effectively podcast to a global audience. Tips and techniques for building a successful fan podcast. We're going to learn that Dave can't read. From book to podcast and back again. Smart as a whip. Success secrets, stupid pitfalls, and savvy tactics of women in podcasting. Stand-up comedy invades podcasting. How to create a podcast network. Podcasting your way to a dream job. More traffic, more authority, more customers. Why all bloggers should be podcasting. Amen, brother. I'm going to be going to that one. Derek Halpern, great guy. Pat Flynn, great guy. Podcasting for creatives. Podcasting as a career. Learn how to from full-time podcasters. The future of podcast distribution and content strategies. By the way, podcasting as a career, the one I just read, Ray Ortega's in that one. I'll be going to that one. Brother Ray, the future of podcasting, distribution, and contact strategies. This has a whole bunch of people. Rob from Wizard, Todd Cochran. That's going to be an interesting one. Rob Greenlee from Microsoft. That'll be cool. The multiple ways to make money with your podcast. Easy, buy my book, More Podcast Money. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? No, this one's got Kemda from Keith and the Girl, Rob Walsh, Paul Culligan. Very cool stuff. Kevin Plume, who's the producer of Smodcast. How to build your audience and market your podcast. My buddy Cliff Ravenscraft. Bon Voyage, travel the world with your blog or podcast. Podcasting 101. This is going to be a horrible session. No, it's Podcasting 101. This is mine. Part 1, how podcasting works, choosing your topic and your format. This is Ray Ortega, Dan Lyons, and Daniel J. Lewis, and myself. And if you ask why am I going to PodCamp, Blog World, it's getting late here. I'm getting tired. I get to shake Ray Ortega's hand. And I've already shaken Daniel Lewis's hand at PodCamp Cincy, and I get to meet Dan Lyons. And he was a real DJ. Podcasting 101 Part 2, the same guys, me, Ray, Dan, and Dan. Dan Squared. The Real Spiel, the realistic approach in monetizing your podcast. Evoterra. Learn the art of podcast narration. How to build a thriving community around your podcast. That's going to be fun. How science fiction podcasting can create a better future. The State of Podcasting for 2012. This is going to be interesting. It's got Tom Webster from Edison Research, Cliff Ravenscraft, Todd Cochran, and Evoterra. So that's just the podcasting one. I'm going to read one more, just a couple of these. Make money with your blog using affiliate marketing. Broke, burnout, and busted. How to find your sweet spot in blogging and business. Affiliate marketing the smart way with Pat Flynn. Blog monetization overview with Dan Risley. Good guy. Good podcast. He does the blog show, I think it's called now. How to build a seven-figure online lifestyle business by doing the opposite of what you think. So it's a whole bunch of things on monetization. And let me just skim through. So again, if I were to read all these, it'd take 20 minutes. So now with that said, from the first couple that I went through. I was at the very first couple back when they were the podcast new media expo, whatever it was. I got more out of the meetings in between the sessions and at the parties at night, even though I was not partying, just networking with people. Because realize, I mean, we're just talking about Daniel J. Lewis. He is doing something what I think is right. But if you're going to do a live podcast, find a time that's consistent. And in his case, if you're doing it about a TV show, do it right after the TV show. If not, start the chat during it. Get people stoked up. So find people that are doing it right and then ask them how they do it. I have yet to find a total jerk in podcasting who will not at least give me a push in the right direction of how to do something right. I mean, if you look at all the podcasts about podcasting, if you go to podcastaboutpodcasting.com, there's a whole slew of us and we give away free information all the time. Why? Because, well, we're not jerks and we love podcasting. So is the virtual ticket good? Yeah, because you're going to get all that great info. You are going to miss out on the networking, though. And in my opinion, from when I go at least, because, and again, I'm going to be chewing up a lot of stuff on video and probably monetization. But I'm really there to meet a lot of people that I want to meet and to shake Paul Colligan's hand and Rob Walsh's hand and all my buddies, Gary Leland. I don't know if he's going from today in podcasting, but you know, all the people that I met many years ago, you know, Evo and, you know, all those guys. It'll be great to see a bunch of people. I'm sure CC Chapman's going to see, well, I could go on the whole list of people I'm looking to see, but then I'll forget somebody and be like, huh? So if you're going, please contact me. And I'm still looking for somebody to split the cost on a hotel. So, or if you know of a good travel agent, because I mean, the idea is probably to move out from a hotel that's not so close, so it's not so expensive. I just know nothing about New York City and I don't know how far, because I don't want to like end up staying in like, you know, Newark. That would be bad. So hope that answers your question. Now, if you want to see the whole schedule, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/expo schedule. That'll take you right to the page because it is an impressive list of topics. Plus, I believe if you get the ticket, there's actually a book expo going on next door and you can actually go on their exhibitor floor. You don't get to go to their sessions, but I'm going to be all over that because, hello, authors should be starting a podcast. And I've actually, it's one of the things I'm doing. He said dropping his cereal. It's one of the things I'll be doing there is because while there are going to be many podcasters there, my target market is actually the author people next door who need a podcast. So I'm going to be running all over the place. Trust me, you'll know who I am. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So, Scott, thank you so much for the question. Next up, we have a question from Courtney. Courtney, take it away.
Hey there, Dave. This is Courtney. I'm actually running a few different media needs. I handle podcasts, and I've done that mostly through Amazon S3, although I've heard the pros of switching over to Lisbon and Blueberry as well. I'm looking at where to, in one place, host content that might become podcast content as well as be embedded in a membership site community exclusively. I use Blueberry PowerPress on WordPress to embed the content when it is to be delivered up as a podcast, and I just grab the embed codes whenever it's to be on page for a membership site community. So, what are your thoughts about using Google Drive as a place to store that content? It does seem like possibly a quite cheaper alternative, but I, again, would like one-stop shopping that includes the podcast content to be delivered as well as the content that is membership site community exclusive. Thanks again so much.
Thank you, Courtney. This is a hard question to kind of answer because we really have two different camps going on here. You have the podcast camp where you're going to have a lot of bandwidth in downloads, and you're going to want to have some stats to track those downloads so you can see kind of how many people are listening. Then you have the membership site where you basically want to protect your downloads, and you still want to track those to a certain extent. And so they're very opposite of it because one, you want everybody to have. The other one, you want only a certain number of people to have. And when I went over to Google Drive, I've looked a little bit into this, and they don't have any information about this in terms of bandwidth. They have, you know, you can get a terabyte of storage for $50 a month, where if you go to Amazon S3, your first terabyte of storage per month is 13 cents. Okay, so obviously Amazon S3 is less expensive, but they also charge you for bandwidth. And when I went to the drive site on Google and went to pricing, there's nothing here about bandwidth. So even using the Google example, where their data transfer pricing is your first gigabyte is free, up to 10 terabytes is 12 cents per gigabyte for the first 10. And then it goes down. If you go 350 terabytes a month, it's only 50 cents per gigabyte, which still basically adds up. And I always go back to an article I had a while back. When I first started using Amazon S3, my first bill was $7.52. And when I quit using it, it was $42 a month. So I started off $7.52 a month. I quit a few months later, because what happens is your back catalog, in addition to your current files, are being downloaded. So you'll end up with a lot of bandwidth, because while your current episode is being downloaded, you know, and that's, you know, big numbers, your back catalog will also be being downloaded, even though it's not as many. But when you have 50 episodes or so, and they're all getting downloaded maybe 100 times a month times 50, that adds up. So on the podcast side, Amazon S3, unless you've got the budget for it, is not a good way to go. The other thing that's wrong with Amazon S3 is there's no stats. So you have to use something like Blueberry or PodTrack to get the stats. And that's one of the reasons why, another reason why I don't like Google Drive. There's no stats. So again, you'd have to use something like Blueberry or PodTrack to track your stats. Now, that's the podcast side, and that's why I like Blueberry, and that's why I like Libsyn. And again, this would be a good time for me to say you can get a free month of hosting at Libsyn. It's Libsyn. Use the coupon / promo code SOP free to get your first month of media hosting free. Now, on the membership side, the easiest way to protect your files on a membership site is to host them on your website. That's what I do with the School of Podcasting. Now, I don't recommend that for a podcast, because again, eventually, if you got a ton of downloads, your web host is going to go, no, I'm sorry, you're too much of a pull, for lack of a better phrase, not the word, you're too much of a strain on the server. Well, when you're doing a membership site, unless you have a really, really popular membership site, you're not going to have that many downloads. So in that case, it works for the School of Podcasting. I host my actual media on that. Keep in mind, and this is a key point with membership sites, if somebody really, 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 really wants to steal your content, they're going to. So even on Amazon S3, you have to install different plugins and things like that, because you can actually look at, and we're going to get kind of geeky here, you can look at a location if somebody's using Amazon S3 and kind of figure out what bucket they're in and just go right to their bucket. Unless they have that protected through some sort of third-party plugin, you can steal everything. So Amazon S3 is not a good solution for that. Google, like, I just know there's, I know the people that make Digital Access Pass, which is a membership site software for WordPress and other things, they actually have a separate plugin to protect Amazon S3. So it's not something where Amazon S3 is great for membership sites. It is, because it's really cheap storage, but there's no stats and there's no security. So the bottom line is, when it comes to security, there is no kind of, you know, way of really, really stopping something. Now, something else to keep in mind, because I deal with this with musicians. I do a podcast for musicians called MarketingMusician.com. If somebody really wants to steal your content, they weren't going to buy it anyway. It's not like if you somehow foiled their plans to steal your download, they're go, okay, well, here's my money. No, they weren't going to buy it anyway. It's just a shame that they use their powers for bad. You know, they go to great lengths to get things for free. So in terms of which one is the one-stop shop, if I had to pick one, and you were, this is why I can't answer this. Are you going more for the podcast and you really want to know how many people are downloading it and you really want the stats, then, you know, go with a Libsyn. And then there are, like, I use, I'm in the process of moving the School of Podcasting to Magic Members. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/magic members, and they say, and again, I'm in the process of doing that, that they can protect individual files. Now, this is where using Libsyn, you can probably use the option of, I just want to use the file as an upload, not as a podcast. And I think you would still get stats that way, and I think you'd be able to protect it. That is a think. I would have to double check that. But to answer your question, I'm not sure that there is a one-stop shop, because even things like Premium Cast, it's not a storage device. That's just a protection device. So I like Magic Members. I also know there's a program called A-Member, which is what I currently use on the School of Podcasting, but I'm moving away from that. I like Magic Members for protecting things, but in terms of having a one-stop shop, I would try. I need to look into this, and I'm sorry, I haven't. I just got your question, so maybe we can work on this together. I think Magic Members with a Libsyn backend would probably work, and then you could protect the items in that. But to me, what I do is I use Libsyn for my podcast. It's super easy, and I actually host my membership stuff on my actual membership site. Yes, because Vimeo doesn't let you do, I don't think Vimeo lets you do audio, because I know they have a membership area, but that is a whole other area, and I don't want to open up that can of worms. Send me an email if you need more info on that. We can work on that solution together. So like I said, it's kind of hard just going off your voicemail, but thank you very much. She did use the send us a voicemail message button out at the website. So Courtney, keep me up on what's going on with your website. And if you need help with that, again, email me. And I actually have some experience with that. And speaking of that, if you don't have a website at all, keep in mind, send me an email and you want to join the School of Podcasting. Because what we can do is I can send you a link to where when you buy your hosting for your website, I will earn a commission. I'll send you an affiliate link and that commission can then go to be paid for your School of Podcasting membership. And I will actually also install WordPress and all the plugins for you to really get you up and going quick on that. So just send me an email to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com or call it in 888-563-3228 or use the phone number out of the website. In some cases, that'll go directly to me. So that is going to do it. Do want to mention one thing, because I realize this is kind of a lengthy show. I found a new show. It's not officially about podcasting, but he is interviewing podcasters, and it's called speakingofwealth.com. Reminds me a little bit of the days of Podcast 411. This guy named Jason Hartman, and I actually just reviewed his podcast out at the podcastreviewshow.com. And it's an interesting podcast. He's interviewing people. Not everybody's really opening up, peeling up behind the, they're not pulling back the curtain too wide to see how they're doing it. But it is interesting to hear people that are they're in some cases making a living. They're starting networks, things of that nature. So you can check that out. Speaking of Wealth Show, the tag is Profit Strategies for Speakers, Publishers, and Consultants. Well, as a podcaster, you are a publisher, so you might want to check that out. If you want your podcast reviewed, check it out over at podcastreviewshow.com/review me. Also want to mention, if you're looking for podcast promotion, check out podcastclicks.com. That is a free service that I run where you can put a banner on our website and it promotes your podcast on other podcasters' websites. And of course, theirs is promoted on yours. It's kind of a exchange thing. So check that out. And thank you so much for listening. And want to mention, if you are married, you might want to check out the Building a Better Dave show. I'm doing a whole thing. I was in Texas last weekend and my wife and I went to a marriage intensive, which is basically two straight days of marriage consulting. And I learned a lot of really cool stuff. So I'll be sharing that on the Building a Better Dave show over at betterdave.com. So thanks so much for tuning in. Again, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Call in your comments, 888-563-3228, or use the voicemail button like Courtney and Scott did. Or you can just leave a comment out of the blog. Until next week, class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside.